Let's clap our hands to the Lord.
Vamos a dar un aplauso al Señor.
Let's give him glory right now.
Vamos a darle gloria ahora mismo.
Somebody love on Jesus.
Alguien da amor a Jesús.
Come on, if you need something, it's in the room here tonight.
Si hay algo que tú necesitas algo esta noche.
Does anybody come with a need?
Does
anybody need a miracle?
Does
anybody need to touch your body? If you believe for it, you ought to lift up your hands right now and tell him, I believe. Come on, you ought to step out in the aisle and say, I believe. You ought to lift your voice and say, I believe. I'm talking about a God that can do anything. Maybe you have pain in your body. Maybe you have hurt in your heart.
Dolor en tu corazón.
Maybe you have confusion in your mind.
Confusión en tu mente.
It don't matter what you're dealing with.
No importa lo que tú estás lidiando.
The miracle worker is in the room.
El que hace el milagro está en la casa.
Why don't you lift your hands and believe right now?
Levantar su mano y creer.
Why don't you take 30 seconds to let your voice out?
30 segundos para que tu voz salga.
And tell him I believe.
Y decirle, yo creo.
Tell him I believe.
Dile, yo creo.
Yo lo voy a satar, lo voy a satar. Let's clap our hands and love him.
Vamos a un aplauso y demostrar el amor a Jesús.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are in an atmosphere where absolutely anything can happen.
Estamos en una atmósfera que cualquier cosa es posible.
It's time to expect the miraculous to show up tonight.
Es tiempo de esperar los milagros en esta noche.
What an honor it is to be here with you.
Es un honor estar aquí en esta noche.
I give honor to Pastor Thompson.
Doy honor al Pastor Thompson.
And his family.
Y su familia.
And I also want to give special honor to Sister Nettie here today.
Y también honor especial a nuestra hermana Nettie.
Heading up this Spanish ministries.
Y la obra hispana.
And I'm believing that the Lord is going to do something very special here today.
Yo creo que Dios va a hacer algo muy especial hoy.
If you've never seen a miracle before,
si tú nunca has visto un milagro,
if you've never received a miracle before,
tú nunca has recibido un milagro,
I believe that you're in the right place.
Yo creo que tú estás en el lugar correcto,
at the right time.
En el tiempo correcto.
Does anybody believe that?
¿Alguien lo crees?
Clap your hands if you believe.
Den un aplauso si usted lo cree.
Take your Bibles, we will go to the book of Mark, chapter number 5.
Si puede abrir sus Biblias al libro de Marcos, capítulo 5.
Starting with verse number 21.
Empezando con verso 21.
My family and I are so honored to be here with you.
Mi familia y yo estamos muy honrados de estar aquí en esta noche.
And I want to give special honor to Evangelist Doug Smith and his family.
Quiero dar honor especial al evangelista Doug Smith y su familia.
If I can't get it done tonight, we got a real evangelist in the room.
Si yo no lo puedo hacer, tenemos una evangelista real que lo va a poder hacer.
I love them and honor them.
Le amo a ellos, su familia.
What the Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter number 21, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea.
Pasando otra vez Jesús en una barca a la otra orilla, se reunió alrededor de él una gran multitud y estaba junto al mar.
And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet.
Y vino uno de los príncipes de la sinagoga llamando Jairo, y luego que le vio, se postró a sus pies.
And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live.
Y le rogaba mucho, diciendo, Mi hija está agonizando. Ven y pon las manos sobre ella, para que sea salva y vivirá.
And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him.
Y fue pues con él, y le seguía una gran multitud, y le apretaban.
And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years.
Pero una mujer que desde hacía 12 años padecía de flujo de sangre.
And had suffered many things and many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse.
Y había sufrido mucho de muchos médicos y gastado todo lo que tenía y nada había aprovechado antes le había peor.
When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment.
Cuando oyó hablar de Jesús, vino por detrás entre la multitud y tocó su manto.
For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
Porque decía, si tocaré tan solamente su manto, seré sano.
And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Y enseguida la fuente de su sangre se secó, y sintió en el cuerpo que estaba sana de aquel azote.
It didn't say that she thought she was healed.
No dice que pensó que fue sana.
It didn't say she wondered if she was healed.
No dice que maravilló si fue sana.
It said that she felt in her body something had changed.
Ella sintió en su cuerpo que algo pasó.
She didn't need anybody else to tell her.
No necesitaba nadie decírselo.
She had her own testimony of what just happened.
Ella tenía su propia testimonio.
My subject for you tonight is this.
El tema esta tarde es noches.
Right now, faith.
Fe ahora.
Right now, faith.
Fe ahora.
Does anybody believe that the Lord can do it right now?
¿Alguien cree que Dios lo puede hacer ahora?
Let's lift our hands to the Lord and let our voice out one more time. Let's lift our hands and let our voice out one more time. Let's clap our hands to the Lord and give Him glory.
Vamos a darle gloria a Dios. Hallelujah.
You may be seated across the room here tonight.
Se puede sentar, hallelujah.
I begin in the book of Mark, chapter number 5 and verse number 21.
Empecé en Marcos 5:21.
The Bible says that when Jesus passed over by ship unto the other side,
dice cuando Jesús pasó al barco al otro lado,
that many people gathered unto him.
Y muchos se acercaron a él.
You've got to understand what they were doing that day.
Tú tienes que entender qué estaban haciendo ese día.
We are in the middle of Mark 5.
Estamos en el medio de Marcos 5.
And by that point in scripture,
por ese tiempo en escritura,
he had already done a number of miracles.
Ella hizo varios milagros.
He was known as a miracle man.
Fue reconocido con un nombre de milagros.
They knew that this Jesus was not an ordinary person.
Sabían que este Jesús no era un cualquiera.
In Mark 1 and 25,
Marco 1:25,
he had already cast the devil out of a man in the synagogue.
Sacó el diablo del hombre en sinagoga.
In Mark 1 and 41,
Marco 1:41,
he had cleansed the leper.
Él limpió el que tenía leprosía.
The most rejected man in Scripture comes to him.
El hombre más rechazado en la escritura viene a él.
And says, if thou will make me clean, make me clean.
Si tú me puedes ser limpio, hazme limpio.
He didn't say, if you can.
No dijo, si tú puedes.
He said, if you will.
Si tú estás disponible.
Evidently, this leper had heard that he could do it.
Este de leprosía sabía que él podía hacerlo.
But being so rejected as he was,
pero fue rechazado como él era,
he said, Lord, I know you can do it for somebody else.
Señor, yo sé que tú puedes hacerlo por
but mí. I don't know if you can do it for me.
No sé si lo puedes hacer por mí.
Isn't that how it works sometimes?
¿Tú no crees que así pasa?
We can believe for a miracle for someone else.
¿Puedo hablar milagro por otros?
But oh God, I don't know if you will do it for me.
No sé si puedes hacer el milagro por mí.
He didn't say, God, can you?
Dios, ¿tú puedes?
He said, God, will you?
Dios, ¿tú estás disponible a hacerlo?
And the good news was Jesus looked at him
y lo, la noticia de Jesús lo miró.
And said, I will be thou clean.
Y Dios, tú, sí, yo lo haré, sé limpio.
I've come to tell you tonight, God will do it for you.
Yo voy a decir esta noche, Dios lo hará por usted.
I don't know how bad your situation
yo
is.
Sé qué malo su situación es.
I don't care who else says no.
A mí no importa quién diga que no.
I'm talking about the God that says yes.
Yo estoy hablando de un Dios que dice que
when
sí.
Everybody else says no.
Todo el mundo dice que no.
I'm talking about the God that says yes.
Yo estoy hablando de Dios que dice que sí.
When the doctor says no.
Cuando los doctores dicen que no.
The God that says yes. When the family says no, they came to him that day in the middle of Mark 5, knowing that he cast out devils and knowing that he cleansed lepers. In Mark 2 and 12, he had healed a man with palsy. When he said, take up thy bed and walk. What he said was what carried you in here.
Lo que él está diciendo, ¿qué te trajo aquí?
You're going to carry it out.
Tú vas a sacarte de este lugar.
He said, what has authority over you?
No tiene autoridad sobre ti.
You're about to have authority over it.
Tú vas a tener autoridad sobre eso.
I don't know what's had authority over
no
you.
No sé qué tiene autoridad sobre ti.
But I'm talking about a name here tonight.
Estoy hablando de un nombre.
The name of Jesus.
El nombre de Jesús.
That when it is applied,
y cuando se habla del nombre,
it reverses authority.
Se cambia autoridad.
It allows you to grab your issue.
Te permite coger tus problemas.
By the nape of the neck.
De cogerle de su cuello.
And say, devil, you've got to go.
Y decir, diablo, salte aquí.
In Mark chapter number 3.
Marco 3.
He had healed a man with a withered hand.
Sanó un hombre con su mano.
There were plenty that were there that didn't want a miracle.
Muchos que no querían un milagro en ese tiempo.
The Bible says that they watched him.
Dice que lo miraron.
Whether he would heal on the Sabbath day.
Para ver si sanaba en el día de sábado.
I've learned that there's two types of people in every church.
Yo he aprendido hay dos tipos de personas en la iglesia.
There's watchers.
Personas que miran.
And there's worshipers.
Son que alaban.
And if you're watching,
si tú solamente estás mirando,
you're not going to get a miracle.
No vas a recibir un milagro.
But if you're worshiping,
pero si tú alabando,
you can have a miracle.
Puedes recibir tu milagro.
He looked in the midst of a bunch of scoffing Pharisees.
Miró en medio de todos los fariseos.
They were biblically educated.
Ellos estaban buscando problemas.
But they couldn't recognize a move of God when it walked in the room.
Pero no pueden reconocer un movimiento de Dios. Si lo podían ver.
The Bible said it grieved him.
Él dice que lo tristició.
Because he couldn't touch them.
Porque no lo pudo tocar.
It grieved him.
Le tristeció.
Why did it grieve him?
Porque le puso tan triste.
Because he knew they needed a miracle.
Porque
just as much as the other man.
Que ellos necesitaban milagro como el hombre necesitaba.
Do you know it's completely possible?
¿Tú sabes que es posible?
To come to church and need a miracle.
Ven a la iglesia necesitando un milagro.
And leave without it.
Y salir sin el milagro.
The reason that is because too many times,
la razón por la cual es que muchas veces,
we watch our way through church.
Solamente caminamos.
A move of God walks in the back door.
El movimiento pasa por la puerta de atrás.
And all we can do is watch.
Y solamente miramos.
The Holy Ghost is flowing.
El Espíritu Santo se está moviendo.
But we're bound to the pew.
Pero estamos enfocados en el altar.
The scribes and the Pharisees were so worried.
Los escribas estaban tan preocupados.
That Jesus was going to mess up their pretty little service.
Que Jesús iba a dañar su servicio.
But the best thing that can happen in this room,
lo mejor que puede pasar hoy,
is for the Holy Ghost to sweep in,
es para el Espíritu Santo venir,
and mess up our pretty little service,
y dañar el servicio,
mess up our pretty little songs,
dañar estas canciones,
mess up this pretty little preaching,
dañar esta predica.
Oh, and for us to respond to the word of the Lord.
Para nosotros responder a la palabra.
There's a reason he said, stand forth.
Hay una razón, dijo, párese.
He looked at the man with the withered hand and said, stand up.
Dijo, párate, el hombre.
You know what he was saying?
¿Tú sabes lo que está diciendo?
You can't sit down on service and have a move of God.
Tú no puedes sentarte todo el servicio y tener un movimiento de Dios.
You can't sit down on service and get a miracle.
¿Tú puedes sentarte para un milagro?
You gotta stand up.
Tienes que pararte.
But it's not good enough to just stand up.
No es suficiente solamente pararte.
He said, stretch forth thy hand.
Saca tu mano.
You know what he said?
¿Sabes lo que él dijo?
He said, reach for it.
No, pon tu mano y busca.
Reach for a miracle.
Busca por tu milagro.
And you can have a miracle.
Y tú vas a tener el milagro.
I wish there was somebody in this room that needed a miracle.
Quisiera alguien que necesitaba un milagro.
That would reach a little bit in this house.
Posible buscar por el milagro.
I'm reaching beyond my comfort zone.
Estoy pasando mi lugar de comodidad.
Nobody else may want a miracle.
Nadie quiere un milagro.
But I'm going to reach a little bit.
Yo quiero sacar mi mano.
Come on, somebody take 15 seconds and reach.
15 segundos.
Lift up your hands.
Levanta su mano.
Stand in this house.
Párese en esta casa.
Reach your hands. Lift your voice.
Saca tu brazo.
Somebody lift your voice to the Lord.
Alguien levante su voz al Señor.
The Bible says that when he stretched forth his hand,
la Biblia dice que cuando él sacó su mano,
that Jesus restored it.
Jesús lo restauró.
Oh, I'm talking about a God of restoration.
Estoy hablando de un Dios de restauraciones.
And it don't matter what's been taken from you.
No importa lo que te quitaron.
It don't matter what's been robbed from you.
Que te robaron.
It don't matter how sick you are.
No importa la enfermedad que tú tienes.
It don't matter how far your sickness has progressed.
No importa qué enfermo estás.
He is a restoring God.
Es un Dios que restaura.
And he can do it in this room here
puede
tonight.
Hacerlo aquí, hoy, ahora.
Clap your hands and give him glory.
Un aplauso a él.
Que ya lo voy a sacar a voy a sacar. Oh God. Earlier in the chapter,
más antes en el capítulo 5,
in Mark 5,
Marcos 5,
the Bible says that there was a man
que habla de un hombre
possessed with over 1,000 devils.
Que estaba poseído con más de miles diablos.
I've never been possessed by the devil.
Yo nunca he estado poseído por el diablo.
I got another spirit in me.
Yo tengo otro espíritu en mí.
But evidently this man, he didn't just have one devil.
Este hombre no solamente tenía un diablo.
Maybe you've heard voices before.
Quizá tú has escuchado voces antes.
Maybe you've dealt with them kind of things.
Quizá tú has lidiado con esas tipo de
but
cosas.
This man had over 1,000 voices.
Pero este hombre tenía más de mil voces.
Speaking to him at one time.
Hablando a él en la misma vez.
He was a hopeless case.
Él no tenía ninguna esperanza en su caso.
Scripture says no man can bind him.
Dijeron que nadie podía pararlo.
The reason it said no man could bind him,
la razón por la cual dice que ningún hombre lo podía mantener,
was because multiple men had tried to bind
porque
him.
Porque varios trataron de hacerlo.
No correctional facility could fix him.
No, ningún lugar podía arreglar la condición de él.
He had found himself in the mountains and in the tombs.
Él estaba en los montes,
living tumbas, among the dead.
Viviendo en el medio de los muertos.
This man was a hopeless case.
Este hombre era un caso sin esperanza.
But the Bible says that Jesus goes through a storm.
Dice que Jesús pasó por una tormenta.
And he gets to the land of Gadara.
Y llegó a la tierra de Gadara.
And the moment he steps foot on the land of Gadara,
y el momento que entró en esa tierra,
it did not matter how many devils that man had in him.
No importó el número de diablos que tenía.
Somewhere covered up by the other voices.
Algo que se cubrió sobre los voces.
Somewhere covered up by all the hurt and all the pain.
Algo cubierto todo, por todo el dolor.
Somewhere covered up by the blood dripping down his arm.
Algo cubierto por la sangre.
From cutting himself.
Cortarse él mismo.
There was a worshiper deep down in there.
Un alabador estaba dentro de él.
And the Bible said he began to worship the Lord.
Dice que empezó a alabar a Dios.
He ran to him.
Él corrió a él.
And 1,000 devils could not stop him.
Y mil diablos no podían parar.
Don't you tell me your issues keeping you.
No me diga que tu problema te para.
From responding to God.
De tu responder a Dios.
There's not one person in here that has 1,000 devils.
Que tiene mil demonios o diablos dentro de él.
There ought to be somebody that lifts your voice.
Alguien que pueda levantar su voz.
In the midst of your pain.
En el medio de tu dolor.
In the midst of your addiction.
En medio de tu adicción.
In the midst of your habit. In the midst of your mess,
en el medio de tu problema,
and say, God, I worship you.
Yo te alabo.
Why don't we lift our hands and do that?
¿Cuánto pueden levantar su mano y alabar a Dios?
Yes. This is the man,
este es el hombre,
that they came to see,
que vinieron a ver.
The withered hand healer.
Sana,
the leper cleanser.
Que limpió el leprosía.
On that day they met him by the sea.
En ese día le miraron en la esquina de la ciudad.
Grandma said, "Grandbabies, you ain't going to school today."
La abuela dijo, "Mira, hijos, nietos, tú no vas a ir a la escuela hoy."
The husband said, "I ain't going to work today."
El esposo dijo, "Yo no voy a trabajar hoy."
The wife looks and said, "Why in the world aren't you going to work?"
Yo, ¿por qué tú no vas a trabajar?
We got bills to pay.
Tenemos biles.
And I got shopping to do.
Tengo que hacer compra.
He said, "Because I heard about a man."
Porque yo escuché de un hombre.
You remember that boy that nobody could help?
¿Recuerda ese niño que nadie pudo ayudar?
That boy that tore up everything that he ever came in contact with?
¿Ese niño que hizo todo la traviesa que hizo?
That boy that went to the land of Gadara?
¿Ese niño que fue a la tierra de Gadara?
That boy from Decapolis?
¿Ese niño que estaba allá?
Nobody could fix him.
Nadie pudo arreglarlo.
But this Jesus fixed
him. Este Jesús lo arregló.
You remember that man with the withered hand?
¿Ese hombre que su mano?
Oh, I'm talking about the one that walked up in there and killed the withered hand.
El hombre que sanó ese joven.
He said, that's the one that's coming over the sea.
Él va a pasar por la ciudad.
And the scripture says that they begin to gather.
Y que empezaron a reunirse.
They begin to wait.
Empezaron a esperar.
They gathered in expectation.
Tenían una expectativa.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because they wanted to see a miracle.
Porque querían ver un milagro.
Anybody want to see a miracle in this room here today?
En este cuarto hoy.
They gathered because they wanted to see it.
Se reunieron porque querían verlo.
It's one thing to hear about it.
Es algo de escucharlo.
It's one thing to hear about it.
Es algo de escucharlo.
But it's another thing to say, I want to see it with my own eyes.
Pero es diferente decir, yo lo quiero ver con mis ojos.
And they had gathered in expectation.
Se reunieron con expectación.
Saying, we believe.
Diciendo, nosotros creemos.
To see miracles.
Ver milagros.
The miracle worker had come.
El obrero milagroso ha venido.
The leper cleanser had come.
El limpio leproso ha llegado.
Oh, the one that had authority over devils had come.
El hombre que tenía autoridad sobre demonios ha llegado.
And they waited at the sea.
Esperaron en el mar.
If you want to see a miracle, you want to lift up your hands in this place. Say, Lord, we're waiting on you. We're believing. We have not just gathered here for no reason. But we gathered here because we believe.
Estamos aquí porque creemos.
Somewhere in the midst of all of this, everybody stands there.
Todo el mundo está ahí parado.
The crowd is thick.
La multitud está ahí bien
and the Bible says that there was a man by the name of Jairus.
Un hombre llamado Jairo.
Not one person is named other than him in this story.
Nadie más se nombra, solamente Jairo en esta historia.
But Jairus,
Jairo,
he's a very important person.
Es un hombre muy importante.
He's a very important man.
Hombre muy importante.
He's the ruler of the synagogue.
Él es el que está gobernando la sinagoga.
Everybody knows who Jairus is.
Todo el mundo conocía a Jairo.
But the Bible says he had a need.
Tenía una necesidad.
And apparently his need was greater than his pride.
Parece que su necesidad era más grande que su orgullo.
Apparently his need was greater than his position.
Su necesidad era más grande que su posición.
Apparently his need was greater than what anybody thought about him.
Su necesidad era más grande que cualquier cosa que pensaba de él.
Because the Bible said he came out of the crowd.
Parece que salió de la multitud.
And he fell at the feet of Jesus.
Y cayó sobre los pies de Jesús.
And he didn't pray a pretty prayer.
Y no hizo una oración bello.
But the word says he besought him greatly.
Que lo buscó grandemente.
He was there with a lifted voice.
Estaba levantando su voz.
He was there with tears going down his face.
Lágrimas bajando su
he was there saying, God, I don't know what everybody else needs.
Yo no sé qué lo demás
but
necesito.
I'm going to make it known what I need.
Tengo que decirte lo que yo necesito.
He said, I got a daughter that's going to die.
Una hija que se va a morir.
Come with me.
Venga conmigo.
Come to my house.
Venga a mi casa.
Ooh, somebody ought to say, Jesus, you got to come up into my house. Jesus, I need you in my house.
Jesús, te necesito en mi casa.
He said, God, I don't know what everybody else is doing.
Yo sé lo que lo demás están haciendo.
But I need a miracle.
Yo necesito un milagro.
If you don't do it,
si tú no lo haces,
it will not be done.
No va a ser hecho.
He said, I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her.
Que tú puedas poner tu mano sobre ella.
That she may be healed and she shall live.
Que ella puede ser sanada y vivir.
He had no doubt.
Él no tenía duda.
There was no doubt in this statement.
Él no tenía duda en este dicho.
He said, come with me to my house.
Dios, venga conmigo a mi casa.
Jesus, you lay hands on the situation.
Jesús, pon tu mano en la situación.
And it's going to be made better.
Y va a ser mejor.
Everybody with me here tonight.
Todo mundo está conmigo.
God's about to do something in this room.
Dios va a hacer algo en este lugar.
The Bible says in verse number 24.
Verso 24, él dice,
if you can put it on the screen.
Si puede ponerlo en la pantalla,
that Jesus went with him.
Dice, fue pues con él.
And much people followed him and thronged him.
Y le seguía una multitud y le apretaban.
Picture this with me. People begin to form a line from the sea.
Imagínate esto conmigo, una línea del mar.
And they begin to walk down the road to Jairus's house.
Y caminan a la casa de Jairo.
Jesus is on his way down the road.
Jesús está caminando la carretera.
But all of a sudden, if you look in this scripture,
pero de repente, si tú ves la escritura,
it's easy to almost think that somebody made a mistake.
Es fácilmente ver como alguien hizo un error.
Because as Jairus and Jesus is on his way to the miracle,
mientras Jairo y Jesús estaban en camino al milagro,
there is an interruption in the story.
Hay una interrupción en la historia.
It says that Jesus went with him and many people followed him.
Dijo que Jesús fue y una multitud le siguieron.
But in verse number 25, the story changes completely.
Pero verso 25, la historia cambia completamente.
And it makes you think, God, what's going on here? Did the writer mess something up?
Dios, ¿qué pasó aquí? ¿Algo dañó aquí?
Because the scripture says,
la escritura dice,
that there was a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years.
Pero una mujer que desde hacía 12 años padecía de flujo de sangre.
She had suffered many things.
Pasó por muchas cosas.
She had been to the doctor many times.
Fue a los doctores varias veces.
And nothing ever got better.
Y nada nunca se mejoró.
But there was one day that she heard that Jesus was passing by.
Un día escuchó que Jesús estaba en camino.
I don't know who told her.
I don't know quién se lo dijo a ella.
Oh, but when they told her,
pero cuando se lo dijeron,
the Bible said that she made up in her mind,
la Biblia dice que ella hizo una decisión,
if I can just touch the hem of his garment,
si puedo, puedo tocar el borde de su manto,
I'll get my miracle.
Yo voy a recibir mi milagro.
If I can just touch the hem of his garment,
si solamente toca el borde
she
de su
said,
manto,
I've waited for him to come to my house,
yo estoy esperando para que venga a mi casa,
and I ain't seen him.
Y no lo he visto.
But I'm about to get out of my house,
ahora voy a salir de mi casa,
and I'm about to get to him,
y voy a llegar a él,
and I believe that he's going to do it.
Yo creo que él lo va a hacer.
And the Bible said when she touched the hem of his garment,
la Biblia dice cuando tocó el borde de su manto,
that she felt in her body,
sintió en su cuerpo,
there was a change.
Fue un cambio.
Nobody had to tell her.
Nadie tiene
que decirlo. In a moment,
en un momento,
God had healed her completely.
Sanó completamente.
It was a moment.
Fue un momento.
I want to tell you, it's easy to look at this scripture,
quiero decirle, tú puedes mirar esta escritura,
and say, God, how did things get out of order?
Dios, ¿cómo todo salió de orden?
Because we do not see Jesus get to Jairus' house,
porque no vemos Jesús llegar a la casa de Jairo,
until the 38th verse.
Hasta el verso 38.
She interrupted the story.
Ella interrumpió la historia.
How did this happen?
¿Cómo esto pasó?
We know that Jairus had great faith.
Sabemos que Jairo tuvo gran fe.
We know that Jairus had no doubt.
Yo sabemos que Jairo no tenía duda.
Jairus said, come down the road with me to my house.
Jairo, vente conmigo a mi casa.
And I know that she shall live.
Yo sé que ella vivirá.
But there was a faith in this scripture.
Hay un fe en esta historia.
A faith in this chapter.
Fe en este capítulo.
That was greater than Jairus' faith.
Era más grande que Jairo.
I've come to preach about some faith here
yo
today.
Estoy hablando hoy de un fe.
Jairus' faith.
El fe de Jairo.
May be a little bit like your and our faith.
Esa es la fe como tú y usted y yo.
Several of us have Jairus' faith here.
Muchos tenemos la fe de Jairo.
You know what Jairus' faith says?
¿Tú sabes qué dice fe de Jairo?
Jairus' faith said, God, I believe you'll do it.
Yo, Señor, yo creo que tú lo vas a hacer.
I have no doubt you'll do it.
Yo no dudo que lo vas a hacer.
I know it's going to happen.
Yo sé que va a pasar.
Down the road.
En el futuro.
If we'll just go down the road a little bit.
Si tú pasas la carretera,
I know it's going to happen.
Yo sé que tú lo vas a hacer.
I just got to walk a little bit further.
Yo tengo que caminar un poco.
And he's going to touch my situation.
Y él va a tocar mi situación.
Oh, I know it.
Yo sé.
It won't be long now.
No va a tomar mucho tiempo.
But if we just go down the road.
Si pasamos la carretera,
just a little bit.
Caminar un poco más.
My daughter's going to live.
Mi hija será sana.
I've come to tell you here today that there was a faith that was greater than Jairus' faith. Jairus said it'll happen down the road.
Jairo dijo que va a pasar en el futuro.
But there was a girl that said, Jairus,
pero la mujer dijo que Jairo,
you can have your miracle down the road,
puedes tener tu milagro en el futuro,
but I need mine right now.
Mi milagro ahora mismo.
I need mine right
now. Mi milagro ahora mismo.
I've come to tell call you.
Ha venido ahora.
When it comes to the miraculous,
cuando se trata del milagro, milagroso,
God always chooses what he does.
Dios siempre coge qué va a hacer.
But too many times,
por muchas veces,
our faith puts stipulations,
nuestra fe pone reglas,
on what God is allowed to do.
Que Dios puede hacer.
At that very moment,
en ese momento,
Jairus could have said, "Speak the word, Lord."
Podía decir, solamente di la palabra.
We see a centurion later on in Scripture.
Vemos el centurión en el futuro
saying, "Jesus, you don't even have to go to my house.
Tú no tienes que ir a mi casa.
Just speak the word.
Solamente di la palabra.
And it will be done."
Y será hecho.
But Jairus came with great faith.
Pero Jairo vino con gran fe.
But he put so many stipulations on it.
Pero puso tantas reglas en esa fe.
Jesus said, "All right, let me do it your way."
Está bien, déjame hacerlo tu forma.
Oh, so much so.
Mucho tanto a ti.
That a woman had greater faith than he.
Una mujer tenía mejor fe que ella.
And interrupted the story.
Interrumpió la historia.
I can see Jairus now. Wait a minute, Jesus.
Yo puedo ver Jairo ahora. Espérate, Jesús.
We're on our way to my miracle.
Estamos en camino a mi milagro.
Oh, but you got to understand,
pero tienes que entender,
when it came to this kind of faith,
habló de esta fe,
Jesus did not even have the choice.
Jesús ni tenía él para escoger.
The Bible says as he was walking,
mientras estaba caminando,
when she touched the hem of his garment,
tocó el borde de su mano,
virtue left his body.
Virtud le salió.
He had never seen faith so great.
Nunca vio fe así.
It caused him to stop in his tracks.
Lo paró él mismo.
And say, "Wait a minute
Dios,
now.
Párate.
I remember what flowed out of me when I healed the man with the withered hand."
Yo me recuerdo qué pasó cuando sané el hombre.
He said, "I remember what it felt like when I cast out devils."
Me recordé cuando saqué los demonios.
He said, "I remember the virtue that flowed."
Me recordé de la virtud de que
he
fluyó.
Said, "Every time I healed out of compassion,
cada vez que sano por compasión,
and I chose when to do it."
Y yo escogí cuando hacerlo.
He said, "But that miracle,
pero ese milagro,
that wasn't my choice.
No fue que yo lo escogí.
And that's new.
Es algo nuevo.
And I wasn't ready for that."
Yo estaba listo para eso.
Hey, I gotta tell you, there comes a time.
Llega un tiempo.
That you gotta get tired of looking down the road.
Que tienes que cansarte de mirar el futuro.
You gotta get tired.
Tienes que cansarte.
Of waiting for something to show up in your house.
Esperar para algo pasar en tu casa.
And you gotta say, "I'm going to get it.
Tienes que decir, yo voy a buscarlo.
I'm going to get it.
Yo voy a buscarlo.
I'm going after
yo voy a buscarlo.
It. I don't know who you are today.
No sé quién tú eres hoy.
But somebody's gotta increase your faith.
Pero alguien tiene que comenzar
lift up
su
your
fe.
Hands.
Levanta su mano.
And say, "Lord, increase my faith."
Dile, Señor,
Lord, increase my faith.
Incremente mi fe.
I don't want to just believe for it.
No solamente quiero.
I gotta believe for it now.
Necesito ahora.
Come on, lift your voice to the Lord.
Levante su voz al Señor.
Come on, throw your hands up right now.
Levante sus manos.
Wherever you are, lift your voice to the Lord.
Su voz al Señor.
I've come to tell you
decirle
that the miracles of the Bible
de los milagros de la Biblia
are still happening today.
Todavía está pasando hoy.
Lift your voice with a shout.
Levante su voz con grito.
And say, "I believe."
Un grito.
Oh, somebody ought to step out in the aisle somewhere.
Alguien puede salir de su silla.
And say, "God, I'm going to let you do it.
Sí, Señor, yo te voy a dejar hacerlo.
I'm going to let you do
yo
it
voy a
today.
Dejar que tú lo hagas.
I'm not going to wait around.
Yo no voy a esperar.
But I believe you can do it."
Yo creo que tú lo puedes hacer.
Some of you don't believe what I'm talking about.
No, no creen lo que estoy hablando.
Me and my family, we were preaching near San Antonio, Texas.
Nosotros estábamos predicando en San Antonio, Texas.
And in that service, we called up everybody that needed a miracle.
Llamamos todos que necesitaban un milagro.
I didn't know the different situations or circumstances.
Yo no sabía las situaciones y circunstancias.
But we spoke the word of faith in that room.
Pero hablamos la palabra de fe.
There was a number of things that happened.
Varias cosas pasaron.
But one that happened, there was a man by the name of Stephen.
Un hombre llamado Stephen.
This man was deaf in his left ear.
Él no podía escuchar de su oído izquierda.
He had had a battle with ear infections.
Él tenía una batalla con las infecciones de oídos.
To the point that his eardrum would completely blow out.
Que ya no pudo escuchar nada.
He would go and he would get it repaired.
y su oído estaba explotado y tratado de arreglarlo, pero no pudo.
And in just a matter of days, it would blow out again.
Después de unos días, se explotaba otra vez.
It would cost him $8,000 every time he got this surgery.
Le costó 8,000 pesos cada vez que trató de arreglar su oído.
And it blew out so many times, the doctor looked and said, "Stephen, we ain't doing it again."
Y se dañó tantas veces, dijo, "Mira, no vamos a hacer otra vez."
We're not touching you again.
No vamos a tocarte otra vez.
He said, "You're just going to have to live with a deaf ear."
Solamente tiene que vivir con esa condición.
But faith was high.
Pero fe estaba alto.
And the Holy Ghost was moving.
Y el Espíritu Santo estaba moviéndose.
And he didn't just sit back in his pew.
Y no se quedó en la
silla. He stepped out.
Salió de su silla.
And went to the front.
Fue al frente.
And said, "I need a miracle."
Y yo necesito un milagro.
By the end of that service.
Y en el servicio.
He began to shout, "It's loud in here." The Lord has given me a miracle.
Dios me está dando un milagro.
What the doctor admitted he could not fix.
Lo que el doctor dijo que no pudo arreglar.
He fixed it. God fixed it in a moment.
Dios lo arregló en un momento.
It was just a few days later.
Uno día atrás, después.
Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was a few days later.
Uno día después.
That I was on the phone with a missionary from Japan.
Estaba hablando con un misionero de Japón.
He had called me out of the blue.
Me llamó de repente.
And they were going through some things. He said, "Brother Fish, I want to know what you've seen."
Él dijo, "Brother Fish, yo quiero ver lo que tú has visto."
He said, "Tell me about some miracles that have happened."
Háblame de unos milagros.
I told him Stephen's story.
Yo le dije la historia de Stephen.
And he said, "Oh my goodness."
Yo, wow, oh my God.
He said, "You're not going to believe this."
Tú no puedes creer esto.
He said, "But right now, my ear."
Mi oído.
He said, "It is so cloudy, I cannot hear anything
no
out of it."
Escuchar nada, está tan nubloso.
He said, "I know why you have called me today."
Yo sé por qué tú me llamaste.
To build my faith.
Para incrementar mi fe.
He said, "Can we pray on the phone?"
Yo puedo orar en el teléfono.
I was in Odessa, Texas.
Yo estaba en Odessa, Texas.
And he was in Japan.
Y estaba en Japón.
And we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Y oramos en el Espíritu Santo.
And I don't know how he did it.
Y no sé cómo lo hizo.
I just guess he's God like that.
Pero es Dios así.
But the Lord came over the phone line.
Pero Dios pasó por la línea.
And in a moment,
y un momento,
that missionary began to shout,
ese misionero gritó,
"I am healed.
Yo soy sano.
I can hear.
Yo puedo escuchar.
The Lord has opened up
el Señor
my ear."
Mis oídos.
We were in that revival in Odessa.
Estamos
and there was a man that came up.
Un hombre que vino.
Oh, somebody don't believe what I'm saying
here
today.
Lo que estoy diciendo.
There was a man that came up.
Alguien que vino.
And he had spina bifida.
Tenía una condición con su espina.
Big old knots on the bottom of his back.
Cosa grande en su espalda.
He had had it since birth.
Y lo tuvo de su nacimiento.
He came up to me after service one day.
Vino después del servicio un día.
I didn't even know his issue.
Yo no sabía la condición de él.
He said, "Brother Fish, I got to tell you what the Lord did in prayer meeting." He said, "When we were up in prayer meeting praying the other night."
Cuando estábamos orando la otra noche.
He said, and they begin to request for needs.
Empezó pidiendo por necesidad.
He said, I just begin to go to the front and lift up my hands.
Fui al frente, levanté mis manos.
He said, for the last several years.
Por años.
He said, I've worked my own construction company.
Yo he trabajado mi,
and I take a handful of pain pills.
Y tomo pastillas para el dolor.
Just to get through the day.
Solamente pasar el día.
He said, the pain was so strenuous.
El dolor era tan fuerte.
It was so intense.
Fue tan intenso el dolor.
He said, but the other night when I began to pray.
Pero cuando empecé a orar,
he said, I felt something hit me on the top of my head. And it went down my back all the way to my feet. He said, I reached down my back.
Miré mi espalda, toqué mi espalda.
He said, in them knots that have been there since I was a kid.
Y todo lo que yo tenía desde mi niñez,
for over 35 years.
35 años,
disappeared in a moment.
Desapareció en un momento.
He said, God did it in a moment.
Dios lo hizo un momento.
Hey, listen, I believe in the healing process.
Yo creo en el proceso de sanidad.
But I'm talking about what he can do now.
Pero todo lo que cuando Dios puede moverse ahora.
I want to tell you there's times that God stands up.
Hay momentos que Dios se para.
And says, let me show you what I can do.
Déjame enseñarte lo que yo puedo hacer.
There are performers all around the world.
Hay personas, artistas,
but nobody can perform like
pero
our God.
Nadie puede trabajar como Dios.
And I don't don't know what you need in this room.
Yo no sé lo que usted necesita.
Oh, maybe you're here and you got pain in your feet.
Quizá tú tienes dolor en tus pies.
Maybe you got pain in your legs.
Quizá dolor en su piel.
Maybe you've got a bad diagnosis.
Quizá un diagnóstico malo.
Maybe you have a terminal illness.
Quizá tiene una enfermedad.
We want to pray for you.
Queremos orar por usted.
Maybe you're here and you're sick in your body.
Quizá tú estás doloroso en tu cuerpo.
Maybe you're here and you need the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter what you need. He can do it right now. This is what we're going to do. I want us to begin to clap our hands and glorify Him. But as we're doing that, if you have a need, get out of your seat and come stand across this front. Do not hesitate.
No toma tiempo.
Do not think about it.
No lo piense.
My Lord, have mercy.
No lo piense, venga.
I believe God is about to do it.
Yo creo que Dios lo va a hacer.
I've seen Him straighten out withered arms.
Yo he visto.
I've seen Him open deaf ears.
Yo he visto abrir los ojos de
I have seen Him heal blinded eyes.
Yo he visto el sanar hombres.
There is nothing too hard.
No hay nada muy difícil
for the Lord.
Para el Señor.
There is nothing too big.
No hay nada muy grande.
There is nothing too great.
No hay nada muy grande.
He can do it in this place.
Él lo puede hacer aquí.
Let's stand across the room right now.
Todos se pueden poner de pie.
Pastor Thompson, if you'll come.
Pastor Thompson, puede pasar.
Ministers in this room, if you'll come.
Ministros, si pueden venir.
Ministers' wives in this room,
Esposo,
if you'll come.
Ministros, si pueden venir.
And just line up across the front right here.
En el medio.
We're about to see miracles in this room.
Vamos a ver milagros en este lugar.
Y anda la boyosía la baja.